Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it, guys. Don't worry about anything today.
Don't worry about it, guys. I got it.
Elliot's got this covered today. He's going to take it over.
Ooh, he's got notes. He's just taking
over. He's got notes.
Here we go.
Don't feel like watching movies, so I'll watch people guess them instead. I don't know how it goes. I think it starts with your
To the intellect, the daemon seemed to appear as a pandemonium. The intellect's reaction is to attempt an intellectual diacrisis, discernment, differentiation. Jung's conversation with the images was a, quote, psychological diacrisis, giving them the opportunity to present their own logos. And nota bene, they did not appear to him as a pandemonium, but as distinct, discernible figures named.
Said the Sneetches on the beaches.
So we're talking about here, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us here at the Valley Cast. I just told Kevin and Joe the craziest story
that nobody will ever know about.
Ever truly know about. But it is fun, right? And
it is fun.
Steve's not here today. But
where
if
is
he was,
that man? He didn't even say.
No, it was just an emergency. Can't do it today.
I bet he's
Bye.
At the Renaissance Fair. There's a Renaissance Fair going on that a lot of people are going to. And I bet that's where he's at.
Have you guys? I still have never been. Have you guys ever Renaissance?
No. But I feel like people only enjoy it when it's like you're on acid or mushrooms, and it's like that's what's fun about it.
It's very true. I don't think I've ever went to a Renaissance fair, enjoyed it completely sober.
Yeah.
No, zero.
Yeah, no one ever goes for the Renaissance part or the fair part.
No.
Or they say they do. I would go, dude. I would love to go to a Renaissance fair at one point, but it will not be sober.
That's 100. Right. Yeah.
Wait, have you, would you do it dressed up? That's the question. Would you go full Renaissance?
I don't know. Yeah. What would you guys do? I'd go with whatever people I'm going with are doing.
Yeah.
Like whatever you guys are wearing, I'll wear.
It could be pretty basic. Yeah. You know?
Like
a sword, skirt.
A vest. I don't need a sword, dude. I don't carry around that shit.
It would be our like crappy version of Renaissance, because we would just like try to piece it together with crap in our closet. So it'd be like I'd cut some jeans into some jorts, and then I would probably just have some kind of like vest that goes to an actual like nice suit.
Yeah.
That would be the best. Probably wouldn't wear a shirt under it. One of my wife's necklaces with a snowflake on it or some crap.
Yep. You probably have like a bandana you could wear or something that would work. Yeah.
Probably bandana it up, and they'd be like, "What are you?" And I'd be like, "You know, don't know.
Yeah.
You suck at this.
You've probably never. I guess you've never been to a Renaissance fair.
Also, people go as like Spider-Man. People go as like superheroes.
Really?
Yeah, it's
but
just like
themed
up.
In a Renaissance fair.
No.
Oh, I don't like that.
Neither do I. But we could. We could, man.
Mm-hmm. Elliot, you just got back from New York. We're just talking about that. And
I saw a show.
What'd you see?
Oh, you did.
Six. It's a Broadway show.
It's my wife's favorite freaking soundtrack.
Really? Is it really?
She listens to it all the time, and all I can do, I hate it. I don't think it's good. It's like a bunch of people got together and were like, "Hamilton did good. Now let's do Hamilton, but like with crappy pop music and all females." And I'm like, it's not good.
Uh-oh.
Does your wife listen to this podcast?
She loves.
She hears not your voice. Oh.
She's ever listened to this.
My wife doesn't listen to this podcast.
In a world where she listens
to it. I just want to make sure I can speak freely.
Yeah, of course. They stumbled upon six, my daughter and my wife, and they love the soundtrack. And every time they listen to it in the car, I'm like, I don't get it.
What's a brief description of Six? I've never heard of this.
Well, I can tell you. I've seen the show, Kevin, and it is weirdly about this like six wives of a dead historical figure.
Henry the
something.
Eighth?
Henry VIII, is that what it was?
Whoa!
Who had multiple wives and they died in very strange and tragic ways. So this is a show where you, as the audience member, get to decide which wife is the best.
Okay. Okay.
And it's basically like a variety show where they each come out and there's like a little bit of a plot, but it's a lot of poppy songs.
Okay.
And I will say I loved it.
Oh, good.
All right. Yeah. That said, Joe, if we're going to talk about music, you know, there were a few that I was like, this is incredible. And then there, there were some that I was like, this is not that good. And I did not like it.
Sound kind of like rudimentary early AI. And you're like, make a pop song.
Okay, pop well, song. We're not talking about Taylor Swift's new album, but it does sound like AI.
Now, to be fair to all the people that are listening right now, and all four of you that are like, Joe, I hate you because you're judging this musical without seeing the musical, I contend you're right. Maybe I would like some more.
No,
of
it's incredible.
Saw the musical.
It's a great show.
Is that a thing, though? Like, do you enjoy a song more when you see it in the Broadway play rather than just hearing it?
In context, mm-hmm. is always nice.
Because I have tried. I think I've talked about this. I have trouble with Broadway performer. Music.
Me too.
I can't do it, dude. I hate
not my,
it.
Not my thing. Yeah.
Even Hamilton, I
know it's not my
can't
thing.
Get through a single song.
Get it out of here.
Dude, it's no crazy. Interest. It's crazy because of how much people love it.
Yeah, they do love it, huh? Isn't that crazy?
Dude, Hamilton
good for them.
Hamilton got to a level that non-musical theater people
right.
still get their personality off of it, which right. is crazy.
And that's, yeah, oof.
Yeah. Well, okay. So we were talking about this at the show about musical theater. And I think I was talking to, what's his name? Hamilton. Nicholas.
Yeah. Did you run into him?
No, we met up.
Okay, damn. I thought it was a happy coincidence.
No, that would have been cool. I should say that, yeah. But I think at one point it was like, I loved growing up doing theater, but it would be like plays that weren't musicals. If it was musicals, it just, I was like, I can't sing, and I don't like what they're singing. Like, it bores the living heck out of me. But Joe, I know deep down, loves musicals.
I love musicals.
Steve does too. Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys have heard my thoughts on. I think it's the epitome of human creativity. All of like, all happening at once.
Isn't that wonderful? It is wonderful. I just can't appreciate it.
Dancing, stagecraft, art, timing, like all of it. It's like all in one big, and it's live.
It's
because
live.
That's what takes it to the next level.
Yep,
for me.
No, it was a magical experience. Any Broadway show, I believe, is magical. And this was particularly magical because it is also like there's like cool themes that they're doing. And the performers, these performers are unbelievably good. Like the songs that they're doing, even if you don't find them catchy, the power of their voice, the detail of their like choreography, you know, like when you see like people who do dances and you're like, oh no, every move is like to the T. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Now, I will say, it is the audience is highly feminine.
Okay.
At six, I would imagine. Yeah.
Now, that created a dynamic in which, and also six is one of the few shows, one of their selling points is that they don't have an intermission, right?
Okay.
So,
that's nice. I like that.
Yeah, so no 15-minute break, no like big old, like you get in, you get out. But that means that there's an influx of people using the restroom before the show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I prefer
and if
aisle
it's a
seats
feminine
on planes.
Show.
So here's the interesting thing, Kevin. Thank you for bringing that up. I went to the restroom, and I've never had this happen before, where there was an usher. And by the way, I didn't have to go to the restroom. I went to the restroom because there's no intermission in the show. So it's best to be safe.
Be
right?
safe.
So I go into the bathroom. Y'all, there's a curtain in front of the urinals, and there's an usher who goes, due to the high demand of women needing to use the restroom, we are using the men's restroom essentially as the women's restroom too.
So you had a little curtain for your urine.
Right, but I didn't have to go to the bathroom that bad. But I did have enough in me to be able to go. I went in there, a curtain closes directly behind me, an usher then starts ushering women into the bathroom.
Okay.
They're going into the stalls.
Okay.
But they come in as a gaggle, and I'm there trying to pee. You ever be trying to pee with the urinal?
Yeah, that's interesting.
So I'm having to pee, and I all of a sudden could tell the dude next to me couldn't pee either.
You guys have a little
You didn't hear anything.
Welcome to my world, dude.
Yeah. I was like, I know you can't pee right now because I know you're not peeing. And then that made me go, well, I can't pee now because now I'm nervous. And then another guy came up and I didn't hear him pee either. And I was like, so we got three dudes right now behind a curtain in our bathroom with women filing in behind us to go use the restroom. And then they start, I hear the women start laughing and they start going, this is so nice of them to let us in here. And that kind of thing. And then I started laughing. And then the guy next to me started laughing.
And then I was like, this start is peeing.
Oh, yeah, a funny predicament. And then he started peeing and it would have been great if I had to, but I did not.
Wait, so did you never?
I didn't let it like even out a drop. Like, whoa! Not even nothing. I went back to my seat and I said, Grace, I'll just hold it.
I've been there, dude. I've been there.
Was that a funny story? Was that really?
Yeah, it's real good. It sounded like a moment in a musical. Three dudes at a urinal.
Right.
Song about not being able to pee.
This is, thank you for it. Yeah, it was great.
What fun. Dude, six is fun.
I had an experience at a public restroom recently. It was me and my friend. We were both at the urinal, and this kid, he was probably like 18, 19, like came in quick. He was like, there was urinals where it was like back to back across the room. And all of a sudden we just hear like the loudest blast of piss.
Like rock.
Dude, that's what we were, you know, you have that thought. The volume of the piss in relation to the dick size. I think that sometimes gets in your head.
Or boy size, you know.
Or boy size. But dude, this hose lasted for literally 2 seconds and then zip up and he was out of the bathroom. It was the craziest, like, came in and then, like, that's what I mean. It was so weird. And me and my friend just, like, looked at each other like, what the hell just happened? That was fun.
His penis is 90% whole.
Dude.
I think the funniest thing, it's been a while since it's happened, but every time it does, I lose my shit. When you go to a bathroom in a public restroom or something, and then some kid comes in and he thinks he can use the urinal, and then he takes his pants and underwear off and drops them all the way to his ankles.
All the way down.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
And just stands there all proud.
Yeah.
Yep.
No. You can let a gaggle of women into the bathroom with me, and I will continue to stand there. You let a little child who drops their trousers, and I'm out of there immediately. Dude.
What if you would have dropped your trousers like
I was going to say that.
I thought about that. I was like, how weird could I make this?
How I pee. I know you're in the other place.
Yeah.
They're in the stalls. Their pants are down to their ankles. We know that. Why can't you?
Yeah.
Why can't
you? Well, I guess that's just what it is being a man in today's society, Joe. You can't be you can't just be a normal white man.
Take your trousers down to your ankles.
And take your trousers down to your ankles in public.
Did you totally New York experience it? Did you take the train to the show?
We took a subway. Yeah. Nice. Oh yes, a train. That is how they say it. Yeah. We did that, dude. We did the ferry. We did. Whoa. Yeah, I've never done the ferry before. That was really cool. You get on a boat, and it takes you somewhere.
Yeah.
And it's like a boring boat. Like most boats in I grew up in Florida. You get on a boat.
It's fast.
And if it goes fast, here's some drinks. Let's have some fun.
There's beer, yeah.
This is a boat that's like, we're just taking you. Yeah. It was awesome.
You just can't sing that. Look at the ocean a little bit.
Dude, New York is the coolest place in the world.
Guys, I've only been that one time when we all went. And that was like what, a night and a half? When you had the live show. Yeah. That's when I first met my girlfriend though.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Is that the show? Our first hug.
Aw. Aw. Someday you guys will kiss. It'll be cool.
I guess we've done some good stuff then, Joe.
Yeah, good show. That was a good show. What I remember
from the show.
Let's bring them some pizza. They'll like that. And we had six boxes of pizza each.
And there was that creepy guy that was like stalking us before the show that we blurred out his face in the final, in the video for it.
Whoa, dude. Do you remember that?
Wow. It is crazy. Grace and I talk about that. Like, some people remember things and we don't remember.
I don't remember that at all. I remember we went and saw Christmas. We saw the big tree, and then some guy yelled at me when I asked.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
That I remember. That was awesome. I wish that would have kept going on, and I wish it would have been meaner, and it's so funny. It was funny then, and it's funny now. Because Joe, for folks listening, is the nicest human being on the planet, and the way that this man talked to Joe was as if he was, like, scum. And it's
Do you
just
remember
so
what
funny.
He said, Joe?
Dude, it was something along the lines.
Like a tone, too.
Yeah, it was just all his tone. It was very like, why are you talking to me? I think the question was something as simple as like, is this what happened? Is this happening tonight and tomorrow night? Or is
something innocent thing.
I thought it was something like about Christmas. Listen. Like he was like, what, yeah. You never seen Christmas like, before or something like that?
Yeah, it was something like that, wasn't it?
It was very like stereotypical New York. It was like, it felt like we were for a moment. It's like, what the hell just happened?
I actually don't, I will say slightly it was like that, but also that guy was a dick to you, and that mm-hmm. is funny independently, because I don't think New York people are just dicks, but like you definitely like talked to a dick for a second. That was crazy.
It was very quick too, and I remember we all laughed at it because it was so ridiculous.
Yeah.
We all felt like we got slapped in the face. It was like, good God, sorry. Sorry about asking about when Christmas happens.
I think you're going a little overboard saying it's the coolest city in the world with not experiencing most other cities in the world, but I see what you're
Name
saying.
Name another city.
Dubai.
No.
No.
You know Dubai, you know they don't have
Dubai
beer.
Is scary.
Yeah,
they're
Dubai is scary
right now. They got super flooded. Like massive. Yeah.
I don't trust places that they have planes that shoot out clouds behind them to create moisture in their environment.
They're cloud
that
seeding?
Seem,
I didn't
yeah,
know that.
Yeah, cloud seeding. Yeah. Isn't that the craziest thing?
I mean, what? I'm...
Cloud seeding? Have you heard of that?
I'm like, why are we doing that all the time? Or we could just have fires, you know?
Yeah. Well, I don't, it can't be good, right?
I don't know. I mean...
It's just moisture, fire, isn't it?
Add water, good.
With a plane, though, what do you think the... output input is on what's like good. They're creating yeah, like the moisture they're creating is not going to offset the. It's a gratuitous luxury to create. I could maybe be wrong. Maybe it's like, and anyone can correct accordingly. But like, do you think that's going to be good?
I think there's a bit of.
It just feels a little godlike to be like, let's get some planes.
Yeah, but then again, we're also
they don't have beer.
Doing a lot of things on a microscopic level that some would consider godlike. You know what I'm saying? Don't
you
blame
want to talk about the. Should we talk about Taylor Swift?
He didn't listen to any of it. She like dropped a big album out of nowhere.
She didn't do it out of nowhere. She dropped a double album out of nowhere.
Elliot, I wanted you to just pull out the album that you were getting.
Actually, yeah.
Dude, that girl's gonna run the world.
Is it cool?
She runs it, yeah.
What do you want to say about it? Do you have opinions?
If you guys don't have opinions, no, I do not have an opinion.
I haven't listened to a single thing. I didn't even know what happened.
You guys aren't invested in the world. It is a pretty great. I will say this. It is. She is a cultural phenomenon, and she's unbelievable, but like... the reaction to this album is very interesting because a lot of people are like, hey, this is really bad. And a lot of people are accusing her of using AI to write her lyrics.
No way.
And if you listen to the lyrics, it definitely, you can see that they're making a
dude,
you know,
I think this is not. Just, yeah, I think it's just because AI is on everybody's mind and like, we can see the capabilities that it has. So there's new thing of like, just accusing shit of being AI. When it's just Grace, like not super brilliant.
Grace last night was like, I hope you're ready for the next 50 years of our lives for every time anything happens. I'm going to go, is this AI? Is this AI? Like, because I was like, yeah, who knows? We don't know. That's going to be the question forever. Is everything AI?
Literally can't trust anything moving forward. Like, you just can't. If you're not going or maybe not, with everything you see or hear, especially online,
on a screen. On a screen. Yeah.
Yeah. On a screen.
Or like in a voice. In a voice. Audio.
Or in a voice. Just so just you're talking just about our vision and audio.
No, if I give you a
besides
hug,
seeing
Joe,
and hearing.
If I give you a hug, Joe, that's real. That's a real hug.
Yeah, but we don't. Nobody.
And
hangs
that's all we have.
Well, that doesn't happen.
Well, right. We gotta get back to it.
I saw Civil War. Did you guys see Civil War?
I really want to see it, dude. I do.
No, I didn't. How was it? I've heard mixed things. What do you think, Joe?
I don't think it's scary. I personally expected more. I would suggest. I think it's a streaming movie. I felt like a streaming movie to me the whole time. You can wait.
I've not heard anyone say you need to go see it.
Yeah, no, people are saying, like, see it in IMAX. And I'm like, why? Nothing, like, there's no, like, massive visual thing that you need to see in IMAX.
That almost sounds like compensation.
Yeah.
Is it super action-packed?
Not really.
Okay.
Not really.
What a great question.
Quite honestly.
Is it filled with heart? Does it have heart?
No.
Is it action-packed? But I have, like...
No, barely any heart. But guess what? Jesse Plemons has, like, 5 minutes of screen time, and of course he steals the fucking movie.
I know.
Steals it. Dude.
I had a feeling he was not going to be in that long, because they only, in the previews, showed him.
One scene. Like, yeah.
Yeah, that, like, with the red sunglasses, and I would see the movie just for that.
He that almost is, makes it worth spending the $20 to $30 you would have to spend to go to a movie just for that moment.
1 out of 10, what do you, what would you put it?
Like a 6. Like a All 6. Right. But some people really, really love it. It's, you know, it's ambiguous as far as, like, what Alex Garland is trying to say about it, but that's the type of movies that
that's
he makes. It kind of leaves
stuff
to the audience a little bit. But it's fine. I think because of the nature of the world right now and, like, the level of anxiety and how tense we all are, I expected more from it. I expected to be more, like, worried and blown away when I saw it, but... It's a fine flick. Give it a go.
That's very interesting. Yeah.
I wanted more.
I felt the same way when I saw the trailer. I was like, I bet this is going to really be a powerful statement.
But did you want it? Go on. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, I think. Yeah, please. No, what were you going to say, Kevin? After you.
Were you wanting it to be more like, I don't know, what side... Like, what kind of more were you wanting it to be?
Were they too nice to Republicans?
They keep it very ambiguous as to what's
going on. I love that.
To what's going on. I see. Yeah. Okay.
This isn't a spoiler thing, but, like, what happens is that, like, the country is under fascist rule to a point.
Okay.
With a president that has, like, murdered journalists and has granted himself a third term. And the country has become fractured, and the Western states bound together and kind of, like, I don't want to say seceded, but were the Western side of the states was versus the government. And the two main states that teamed up were California and Texas.
Texas, yeah.
So I love that.
Very, like, I'm not choosing the side. This is about fascism versus democracy as opposed to left versus right or red versus blue.
I see.
But there definitely are tinges within it. And now you're asking why I didn't like it as much, if I had to answer right now, and I'm trying to go deep into my mind and my self-reflection, I think it's because the movie itself is very, it's almost slice of life, and it's a microcosm of the macrocosm of the issue. What I mean is, like, you're following three people the whole time that really aren't dealing with too much. There's, like, moments here and there. And you're not seeing the overall conflict what it is.
It's going so
specific on one story of it.
Very specific. Yep.
It's Rosencrantz and Guildenstern.
Sure.
What? What the
You know
fuck?
That play, dude? I thought you
what
knew
the
that play.
Fuck, man. I didn't even know 6.
Me neither, man. Great show. But you know, Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead, the play. Tom Stoppard.
Joe does.
It focuses on two particular minor characters in the overall plot of Hamlet. So it sounds like this movie is very microcosm of a macrocosm.
Yeah, it's very good. It's a good way to put it. But yes, extremism pretty much from one side.
Okay.
Do you want to spoil what side?
No, I mean, don't do that, dude.
Pretty obvious.
No, I don't want to know.
It's the side from Brazil.
One side is like, we are violently going to give people health care. Viciously.
That's actually been fun. My other entertainment recently is watching. Watching the extreme right, not just the right, but the extreme right. I'm talking about the Gateses and the Taylor Greens of the world just totally fucking melt down when they don't get their way.
Yeah.
What just happened with the Ukraine aid package getting through? Oh, it's so much fun. It's so much fun watching them throw tantrums as they try to subvert the government.
What's going on there? Like, I heard something about, and also Johnson, the weirdo, the guy, will speak freely. Apparently, he did a great job of something, and everyone's like clapping their hands about him, even though he still seems like a weirdo. So I'm confused.
Government moving, despite, again, the extreme right trying to basically shut down everything in the name of Trump for the most part, but they didn't want to get any type of aid packages through to Israel or Ukraine or Taiwan. Like, none of them, unless there was border protections in it. But these are the same people that killed the border protection bipartisan deal that came through when Trump told them not to. So anyways, there was going to be like nothing going to Ukraine. Ukraine right now was going, hey, we're about to lose because we don't have anything.
Right.
And he pushed it through despite Taylor Greene, that crazy psycho bitch, and some of her cohorts saying that they were going to remove him from power just like they did to the former guy. I forget his name right now. And he's like, you know what?
What was that guy's name? Kevin McCarthy.
So he got basically moved all this stuff through in kind of a bipartisan way. And now I get to watch all of them freak out and lose their shit.
Temper tantrum.
Yep. It's great. It's the only thing I care about. Elliot.
That was a really good summary, Joe. Dude, you should do summaries of news stories, but with comedic, like a kind of, well, you need to go to the source, first of all, but you got to give people what they want. They're hungry for it.
They've already been fed. I don't think they're going to want that anymore. You know what I'm saying?
No. But unless they get to the.
What if I did in 20 minutes or less?
Oh.
You know, of all the things that SourceFed did, calling that show 20 minutes or less was pretty dumb. I would say that's probably the dumbest thing.
I agree, dude.
Whole channel.
That was a dumb
name. I get the way they're like, oh, all be 20 minutes or less. And it's like, well, that doesn't.
That doesn't explain anything of what it lacked. Show is.
Yeah.
Especially because none of the things that we did in 20 minutes or less were interconnected. These are always like,
yeah. That's true. Yeah.
And 20 was such a out there
random
number. It's because we never approached 20 minutes. It was always 3 minutes.
Well, it was like 20 minutes. I remember hearing the explanation and being like, all right, you thought it sounded catchy.
It lasted like 2 weeks and then they changed it to the just
source. Yeah.
The other fun thing on the political front, have you guys been keeping up with the Trump falling asleep in
shitting
constantly?
No.
I only know that what I've heard, and that's as far as I've heard that he was falling asleep.
That?
I personally, look, I love that. I think that's
great. How did he shit his pants? What's that part?
Shit his pants?
He's constantly farting, and to the point where it's like...
Is that true, you think? Dude, do you think he's really falling asleep and farting?
Yeah. The falling asleep for sure. But credible.
I did see this
talk about the poo-poo.
I don't even know what the lawsuit is. I don't even know why he's there. I know he's there.
This is the hush money payment trial.
This seems a little, yeah.
Well.
Again, just watching people just lose their shit.
I saw this article about how he had to like sit through the jury selection process and how he had to like listen to people.
Oh yeah,
that's like funny. Talk about how much they don't like him, and that's
well, you know, like the people coming in on the jury. This is the other good part, is that like you go to the jury pool when you're summoned on a day, right? We've all done jury duty at this point, correct?
I've avoided it.
Yes.
I've managed to get out. Yeah. But you never, I know the idea.
You never know what you're going to walk into. Right. So it's like, if you make it into the day and you're sitting through the thing and then your name gets called, you'll get sat on a case and you don't know what you're going to walk into. You just walk into the courtroom. So people are walking into the courtroom and coming face to
Trump.
Face with Trump.
Just no like, way.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if it's the same. Yeah.
Trump that they're walking into.
But you know, they all know, like, it could be Trump, right? Like, they're kind of have an idea. They're not going to be like, oh, my God. Possibly
that, like, maybe they got called in for that one thing. But they're going through so many jurors.
I see. And then they go in and they go, what do you think about Donald Trump, basically? And they're like, oh, this is what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But they do that in front of Trump.
Yes. So that, honestly, is absolutely crazy. That's enough to think about, dude.
People are going like, yeah, I think I can be impartial in this, because that's one of the first questions that they ask. And if they get all through that, then they'll go look at their social media history and they'll get dismissed. Dude. The shit that they posted in the past, and a lot of it is very funny.
That's awesome. I know.
Yeah, it's very funny. Yeah,
it's really, really good. So anyways, that's my fun, you know, watching our democracy teetering on the edge of fascism. It's really fun for me. Yeah. Anyways, that's enough for politics on this podcast.
Watched the Conan O'Brien Hot Ones, and oh my God, it was the hardest I've laughed in a very long time. It was a hurt laugh, and it proved again that he might be one of the best in that world.
Reestablished himself as the funniest motherfucker on the planet.
Right.
Or the best comedic performer. Like, he just knows when to turn it on and how far he has to take it.
He took over that episode.
Yet? No, I almost turned it on last night. It's and I'm very excited to watch it. I saw, dude, Kevin, your text to thread of being like, that is the best episode they've ever done. I was like, if Kevin's saying that, and Joe was like, you guys need to watch this. Yeah, it's highly recommended. I will
watch it. Don't watch it if you want to ever enjoy Hot Ones again.
Yeah. Because that's what I said to Ellie. I was like, this cannot be topped. There's no point in ever doing this show again.
He has broke the show.
Yeah.
I saw like a clip of him like eating incredibly hot wings and then kind of licking them and then like growling. And I was like, all right, this is going to be great.
But it's that. But then the shit he says is so fucking funny too. And so like honest, but like comedically honest too. It's just so, so good. I love him. Yeah. He's so great.
I love him. Also pointed out how big of a fan he is of physical comedy. Because that's like a sentence I haven't heard, especially from comedians when they talk about funny shit. And he's just like, I love physical comedy.
Yeah.
And you see like where a lot of his appeal comes from too, because he's such a big gangly
and
dude.
He does and such moves. Yeah.
That's cool.
He does the ventriloquist thing with his little body. Yeah.
Did you guys watch the Ryan, oh my God, I almost said Seacrest. Ryan Gosling SNL episode?
Yeah, not the whole episode. I watched some of the sketches.
Yep, same.
Did you watch the Beavis and Butthead sketch?
No.
No, that's what I need to watch.
Saw the picture. But I didn't grow up with Beavis and Butthead, so I don't know that I'll
have same, that's why it's not going to...
Yeah. Yes, it will. It will. It's okay. Not even about Beavis and Butthead.
Okay, good. Okay.
I want us all to watch it together after this podcast.
Let's watch it right now.
We can do that.
We'll watch it with you.
I will say Papyrus 2, I thought, was one of my favorite things I've seen in a while. And I love the original Papyrus sketch. And I thought the turn that they took with it, I was like, this is what I have no notes. This is exactly what I would want to happen. But with the confrontation of the font and the importance of the font, and I loved it. I was like,
Wingdings.
And Ryan Jonathan Gosling is Wingdings. John Wingdings.
Very funny. What stratosphere is Ryan Gosling entering?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Because I think he's now in the same realm of like, you expect him to do no wrong, but he's also nice, which is kind of Tom Hanks-ish. but he's not that type of actor. He's too, like,
was Tom Hanks, like, as sexy as Ryan Gosling is to people?
I don't think Tom Hanks was ever sexy.
No, because Ryan Gosling is, like, a hottie.
Big time. He is. He's a big-time hottie.
I think Gosling might be carving his own, you know?
Yeah, he's might be. Man. He's also not a comedian. Has never tried to be.
But he's very funny.
Yes, turning into somebody that is incredibly hilarious.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like Ryan Reynolds, Nice Guys is very funny in Nice Guys.
Oh, Nice Guys is great.
Wow. Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds is inherently funny, though.
Yeah, he hasn't hit like the more dramatic side of it.
He was funny first and then kind of like tumbled into sexy and then found a way to like make them both work. Yep. But I don't think people are watching Ryan Reynolds because he's sexy first. They're watching because he's funny first.
It's true.
But now, Ryan Reynolds.
I don't know.
I was trying
to... Or Ryan
Gosling. I think it's true for dudes, but I think Ryan Reynolds has an appeal.
Yeah, I like them both. I want them both to be in something.
It's sad that we have to pit these Ryans against each other instead of just letting them.
Just like those poor Chris's.
Yeah, they're centralizing Chris. I know the Chris's. My God,
Chris,
come on. I think we've officially, no, I don't think there's an official there. Chris Pine, Chris Pratt, Chris Evans. Who's the other one?
Those are the three. Chris Hemsworth.
Walkins.
Christopher Walken. We'll check this for sure. That would be a great sketch. Like the
five Chris's.
The Chris's.
And then the one that is like.
Then Walken comes in. Yeah.
And then the googly eyes character.
They all talk like Christopher Walken. That's an interesting thought. We've seen a million people do a Christopher Walken impersonation. Have we ever seen Christopher Walken do an impersonation of anyone?
Anyone else?
Who could he's staying in his lane.
Who could he do?
He has the monopoly on Christopher Walken impressions.
He's really good at doing Christopher Walken, that son of a bitch.
Where's Steve?
He's at the Renaissance Fair.
Oh, right. We just decided that. We don't know if he's actually there.
That's true. We don't know. Guys, I'm officially a long hair boy.
Dude, it's insane.
Dude, your hair is crazy.
I can put it in a ponytail now. It's really gross. I love it.
I love it. I'm a big fan. Same when you did just your mustache. I'm a big fan of a lot of your cosmetic choices, Joe. I don't know if I tell you that enough.
I'm gonna have to do mustache and ponytail at least once in my life, and that might be this week.
Do it.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it. All right, that's it, guys. You listen to a Valley Cast. Thank you for hanging out. Thank you for listening to us. Do us a solid. Comment. Like.
Right. What should they even comment, dude? What do you want them to say to us?
What would you wear to your first Renaissance Fair? And also, who's the best Chris?
Who is
it? And also, how much would you pay for a night with Ryan Reynolds?
These are all great questions. It's actually really good.
I'd truly like to know.
I'd love to know.
Okay, we're going to
watch Joe. Great job, Elliot.
Bye, everybody. Great job, Kevin. Great job, Joe.
Bye.